This is Straight Heat on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Patrick Creighton.
Now it's time! The Colorado Rockies have gone on the road and defeated the Cubs to move on to the division series. Stunned silence on the north side tonight.
ESPN with the broadcast and the call as the Rockies go to Wrigley Field and take down the Cubs in extras 2-1. Joining us right now on the BetDSI.com inside line is the managing editor for Purple Row covering the Colorado Rockies. He's Eric Garcia McKinley. What's up, Eric?
Hey, not much.
So what time did you go to sleep last night?
I live in Western New York, so I went to bed at about 2 a.m. It was a short night's rest, but it was, 100% worth it.
So you stayed up all night to catch the game, and I guess at what point, this was one of those games where the drama is not in the scoring of the runs, but in the back and forth futile attempts to score runs. The Rockies had 11 hits and only scored 2 runs. How many times did you get to the point of, we just blew our chance, we just blew our chance, we just blew our chance, only to see the Cubs keep blowing their chances?
Well, I got to say, I felt good about the game. I felt good about everything until when the score was 1-0, I felt pretty good, pretty confident in the bullpen, that the Rockies were going to hold it. When the Cubs tied it, and when they brought in Cole Hamels, and when, at that point, Charlie Blackman had been double-switched out, and Drew Butera was taking at-bats, and Pat Loika was taking at-bats, I didn't feel very good. It was hard to fathom the Rockies scoring another run after the seventh inning, so it was, I didn't feel great, but then, once it got to the 11th inning, I started feeling like, well, okay, this is, anything can happen at this point. So just to set aside what I think might happen, what I don't think the Rockies will score a run, just set that aside, hope for the best, and Tony Walters came through.
Well, now the Rockies, who went on the road to L.A., to play that game 163, then go on the road to Chicago to play the wild card game. Now we'll go on the road to Milwaukee to play the Brewers in the NLDS. How do you see that series shape up? What are the advantages for the Rockies, and what are the things that they're going to have to overcome?
Well, good thing about Milwaukee is it's not that far from Chicago, So going on the road again is actually just about an hour north. I think they're just going to have to start scoring runs. That's the major thing right now. I mean, with the game in LA, they got a couple runs in the ninth inning, but offense didn't look great. Yesterday, obviously, got a run in the first inning, which was excellent. But then wait until the 13th to have the 170 hitter Tony Walters get that winning run. What they really need to do is they need to start hitting, and they need to start hitting soon. The strength the entire season has been the pitching, so I'm not worried too much about that. I think the pitching is going to show up, but it's the bats. It's definitely the bats, and getting to the Brewers starters as well.
Well, they had 11 hits. I mean, usually you score more than 2 runs with 11 hits.
Yeah, well, one of the major problems of the rough offense is really not capitalizing on that, I don't remember how many extra base hits the Rockies had, but I mean, that's really,
they only had 3.
I mean, yeah. So there you go.
We're talking with Eric Garcia McKinley, he's the managing editor covering the Colorado Rockies at Purple Row. Eric, this has been one of those seasons for the Rockies. They start out hot, then they go cold, then they get hot, and they go cold again. And then at the end of the season, they start getting hot again. Why has this been such a peak and valley season for this team?
Um, You know, I think a lot of it was, I think a lot of it does really go back to the offense. I mean, when the offense goes cold, it has gone really, really cold. I mean, there was like some stretches where basically the two batters, two offensive players the Rockies could count on were Trevor Story and Nolan Arenado. And, you know, they had some cold stretches too. Nolan Arenado in particular, like, was pretty ice cold late September to, late August, early September. So it's really, I mean, when the offense goes bad, the Rockies really, really don't. I mean, that's tough to overcome. But, you know, like I said, the pitching has been solid all season. So that's really what's kept the team afloat. And, I mean, that's why they're heading to the NLDS ultimately.
That's one of the weird things because, you know, the Rockies, you know, they play at a park that's known as a hitter's park, even with the humidor to cut down on all the home runs. It's still one of the bigger parks in baseball. It's a massive outfield. And it's a hitter's park. Yet Kyle Freeland somehow found a way to have an ERA under 3 while pitching half his games at Coors Field. You know, Ramon Marquez, he wasn't as good as Freeland, but he was solid. He struck out a lot of dudes. You know, ERA at 3.77, you know, pitching half your games at Coors is not a bad, it's not a bad season. You had two starters that really gave him a lot this year, which, you know, I know that they've kind of tried to go focus more on pitching and defense as opposed to the 90s teams, which were how many guys can we get to hit 40 homers. But
yeah,
I thought, you know, especially Freeland, that's an incredible season to pitch in Colorado.
Yeah. I mean, this is the best pitch season that the Rockies have ever seen from a starting pitcher. Nobody predicts that, you know. Like up until this point, it was 2010, Ubaldo Jimenez. That was the peak.
Pedro Estacio.
Pedro Estacio. That was great when he had like a 7 ERA in Denver.
Win 19 games, got a 5 ERA.
Yeah. It was excellent. No, but I mean, you know, that was the peak. It was 2010. Ubaldo Jimenez. He threw the no hitter. He had that amazing first half where, I mean, for a while there, he had an ERA like under 1 for a stretch of like 12 starts, I think. And like nobody was predicting this. Nobody was predicting this from Kyle Freeland. And for him to, you know, pitch that well, I mean, yeah, he pitched great at, I mean, especially at Coors Field, like his splits were, I mean, only the Rockies have ever seen that, but this is the best pitch season the Rockies have ever seen. And what's amazing is that Germán Márquez's season was just a touch behind. I mean, if you look at FIP and if you look at strikeouts, if you emphasize that a little bit more than the results in the ERA, then you can make the argument that Germán Márquez even had a better season than Kyle Freeland. And for them both to come in the same year, it's really, really remarkable.
Now, the bullpen, you know, Wade Davis was the guy that they got who was going to, you know, lock down the games at the end. And his ERA is a little higher than you thought, but he's only given up one run since August 9th. When you look at Wade Davis's season, you know, he has stretches where he's dominant, and then there's a game where, he gave up 3 runs there. He had 4 runs in a third of an inning there, and he walked 4 guys. You know, then he'll go 10 appearances without giving up a run. Then, he gave up 5 runs here against the Astros. And then there was this cluster where he gave up like 3 runs, 2 runs, 3 runs. And then he'll give up another run for a month and a half. I mean, how would you describe Wade Davis' season this year? Is it disappointing, or is it just there have been some outlier games that have bloviated his ERA?
He's had a good season. He led the league, the National League in saves. He's had a good, solid season. He did not have the sort of out of the world seasons that he's had before, like in 2015 and 16, with the Royals. But I mean, it was good and it was solid. I can't say I'm surprised that a high priced reliever did not live up to the price tag necessarily, because that's you know, that's probably, I don't think that's a great strategy anyways, to spend a bunch on relievers. And the Rockies did it not just with Davis, but with Brian Shaw and Jake McGee. Brian Shaw had a terrible year this year, and which I didn't find to be too surprising, even though he's been extremely solid the past few years. But I think Davis, he's been good. I mean, so that's great. The Rockies bullpen is other guys have really stepped up, especially lately. Scott Oberg, who's been around for a long time and has just grown into this possibly the best reliever the Rockies had this season. And then Adam Ottavino came back from his down year last year and refound that amazing dip in his slider. And so those two guys have been really, really solid in the late innings to get it to Davis, who's been definitely good enough to in the ninth inning for most of the season.
What's going to be their rotation here for the series against the Brewers? And is there anybody that is either a surprise add or a surprise leave off on the postseason roster?
I don't think the roster's been released yet, unless I'm missing it. So tomorrow, Antonio Senzatella is going to start. That has been announced. He's stretched out, and he's capable of pitching a full start. But it really might end up being a bullpen game. I think Senzatella is going to have a short leash tomorrow. I would expect, so Germán Márquez pitched on Monday, so he could potentially go on 3 days rest for Friday. Sunday, it'll very, very likely, in my view, be Kyle Freeland. He'll be pitching again. So he's the hometown kid, so he'll pitch the home game on Sunday. And that'll be on full rest, so I really anticipate that. And then I would say probably either one of Tyler Anderson or John Gray will take another start in there. That's my guess.
All right, he's the managing editor for Purple Row, covering the Colorado Rockies. Eric Garcia McKinley with us on the BetDSI.com inside line. You can follow him on Twitter at Garcia_McKinley to get all the latest on the Colorado Rockies. It's Garcia_McKinley on Twitter. Eric, appreciate your time today. Lots of great info, brother. We'll catch up soon.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right, our guest lines are sponsored by BetDSI.com. Use promo code NATION25. Get a $25 free wager today. Get all the plays on the inside line. BetDSI.com.